Steve. Actually, we have a guest speaker before I begin. To kick off today's presentation for the 2007 Pledge Drive, I'm pleased to introduce former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore. Mr. Gore?
My name is Al Gore, and I used to be the next president of the United States. Thank you very much, all of you who voted for me.
Is that you, sir?
I'm here today to talk about your annual pledge drive here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, New Hampshire. Discussing another inconvenient truth, the truth of global warming. I'm here to tell you about another inconvenient truth, that old church buildings are drafty and expensive to maintain. The truth is that old churches require pledge drives. It is an undisputable scientific fact supported by overwhelming evidence. Despite all that evidence, many still deny this truth. Here's a fake quote from a talk radio star who insists on denying proof of the pledge drive. My friends, the stewardship committee is at it again. They are having dinners and asking for increased pledging, and I am here to tell you that they are just plain wrong on this, just as they are wrong on so many other things. And on television, there are those who deny the necessity of pledging. This fake quote comes from Bill O'Reilly in the No Spin Zone. So you're trying to tell me that every member of this church gives their fair share, that our operating expenses will be covered, and that that endowment will continue to be there to support the church for the next 180 years? Is that what you're saying? Well, I'm not buying. America is not buying it. And I think you're a nut. Those are such silly quotes. They are almost like the real ones that they really say, though. Let's look at the history and the data to understand the changes that show we need a pledge drive. First, let's start with our founder. The one who started it all, Daniel Abbott, helped found the church in 1827, raising $4,154.85 to start the church. To get a sense of the impact of funds from that $4,154.85 to today's dollars, let's take a look at another factor affected profoundly by pledging over the last 180 years. I'm talking about the location of the church steps. Note the location of the church steps in 1845, aligned carefully and directly in front of the church. Now look at the steps today, clearly shifted to the west by some 50 feet over 180 years. Now take a look at where the steps are projected to be by With strong pledges, we get good music from our wonderful choir and organ. Well, maybe not. With more modest pledges, we get William Hung singing She Bangs. Well, you know, you got to build these things into the PowerPoint presentation or it just doesn't work on you. With poor pledges, we get Alvin and the Chipmunks. Thank you so much, Jenny. A little late, but thank you very much. Let's take a look at our options. And let's take a look at a nifty chart that illustrates those options. Oh, that's nifty, all right. We have considered asking everyone to pledge what they can, with a goal of $250,000 and 180 families and individual pledging units. This could mean an average pledge of $1,384. But let's think outside the box. Maybe we could explore what it would be like if we singled out just one person to pledge. We could say, you, yes, you, Mr. or Ms. Pledger, this year it is all up to you. Think about all the church means to you. Think about what the church means to the local community. Think about where you're going to get $250,000. Think about getting a couple of extra jobs. And know that we love you. Any volunteers this year? Guess not. Since 2002-2003, we have achieved a significant decline in the percent of total budget that comes from the endowment. In 2005-2006, our budget relied more on pledges than on the endowment. And if we all keep working at it, we can wean ourselves off foreign oil, endowment income. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, there are many, many ways in which a strong pledge drive supports the church. In real ways, tangible ways. Someday, with a strong enough pledge drive, we can take the guesswork out of the microphone. Today, we ask the question. Can you hear me? Just hang on. With a new pledge drive supported microphone, the guesswork can be taken out. Thank you for your time and your consideration in this important matter.